Blessings and the peace of the Lord to you, dear family.
Wow, I'm still here, Lord, said Mother Claire.
That was quite a stretch for you, Claire.
It was. I don't remember when it has been that chaotic. Thank you for helping me. Saint Benedict, please be with us tonight.
I am here, and I forgive you for not coming sooner. You are being tased, meaning that you're being hit from all sides, but it is wisdom to bear with the pain of these cross currents. It is for purgatory, Claire, and they don't understand why I'm allowing it. Nor did they understand why I allowed myself to be crucified.
Lord, I don't know when I have found myself such a failure.
You're not a failure. It's just not your time. Do you trust me without doubt?
I think so.
Good. Then we will make it through.
Worthless. I feel so worthless.
You are not worthless, just very heavily oppressed. This is part of letting go of your self-effort and seeing the real truth about who you are and who you are not. All great leaders pass through this gate of humiliations. Look at Mother Teresa. At the end of her life, she felt so low and abandoned. In the meantime, thousands were being saved and cared for. Her sisters were thriving and drawing more dedicated women into the order. My people, you all must pass through this experience in order for you to be liberated from claiming your works to be of you. All must see the futility of their nature to recognize how I did the doing of the good things you accomplished. Do not despair. This is a part of your purgation. How relieved you will feel when you have left all of yourself behind it will be so liberating. Many of your faults spring from this deep-seated attitude, and the bitter pill of self-annihilation is not a punishment, but an act of glorifying me in your life, setting you free of yourself, destroying all illusions. And it is very painful. When it is over, it is the safest place to be. Do not be distraught when you realize the little you have done in your lifetime. There will be a time of celebration after the Lamb's Book of Life is opened. That's why I'm working so hard to clean up your purgation. Truly, I do not want you to go through this on a level any deeper than it already is. I uphold your honor during this time of your life. I nourish and cherish you in all your consuming poverty of soul and spirit. I created you to be glorious. Satan stepped in to twist the source of that glory and thereby spoil your place in heaven, which, by the way, you and I need to spend some time there. Perhaps tonight?
Oh, that would be so wonderful. Please help me make it happen, Lord.
Yes, I will help. This topic is quite deep and has spreading repercussions. Just so you know, we are not done with it. There are many revelations on pride to be addressed in this topic. Stay little, little one. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and may the joy of the Lord be our strength. We love you, and we are praying for you.